Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
And now, a really long musical buildup to take up more time in an hour where the host will say very little to begin with. Pausing. Long breaks between sentences. And lame topics. It's the... Drag it out a little more, Bob. All right. Comb Over Boy Show. Hello, Los Angeles. Yeah. It's a different kind of talk show. It's a different kind of host. A host that, if you listen really closely, not really have anything to say. I'm not a right-wing wacko or a convicted felon. No. I'm the host. And you can call me right now at 1-800. Why does Comb Over get everything wrong? 1-800, why does he hate Phil? And the big topic today, of course. And you notice I will take those long pauses. Because I have to fill 5 hours with very little material. Now, I know why you listen to this show. You listen to this program because you want to get all your information wrong. I told you today that Phil Hendry is going off the air in L.A. And, of course, I'm wrong. In fact, why don't I just do a whole promo for him right now? I've been doing a four-hour promo anyway. He'll be going to Extra Sports 570 February 21st. And you might remember when I celebrated John and Ken going off the air. Only for them to turn back up at afternoon drive and kick my ass. And that's why you listen to this program. Because I couldn't get anything right if they gave it to me in Braille. And I'm very proud of that. Now, why am I called Comb Over Boy? It's because I'm bald. And I take three strands of hair from the back of my head and I comb it forward. Because I've got to get my listeners to believe, even though I'm bald, fat, and old, the chicks from Perfect 10 magazine sleep with me. And I also want to say, I hate Phil Hendry because he's got talent. He's funny. He's bright. He's articulate. He's different. And he doesn't talk like he's got a cob wedged like I do. Like I've got a hot electric cob wedged. Let's go to some phone calls now, see what you think. And you know the number, 1-800-HEY-COMB-OVER, you suck. Hey, 1-800-HEY-COMB-OVER, why are you still working? Hey, let's go to Tom. Tom's in a car. Hi, Tom.
Hey, how you doing, Comb-Over?
Do you care?
Oh, God, is that old. Look, Comb-Over, yeah, I remember the time you were celebrating John and Ken going off the air, but they never did go off the air, so you lied, didn't you?
No, I didn't lie. I was just stupid. I didn't know.
Oh, okay. As long as I know you're being honest with us, Comb-Over, I can accept the fact you're an imbecile.
Well, I'm not really. Not really an imbecile. There's a few things I get right every day. I find my way to the station, don't I? I can still sign my name on the back of the check. And I think I'm a heterosexual, but I'm not sure. It's all part of the image.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Combs.
All right, let's go over to...
By the way, can I get a bong hit?
All right, let's go over now to Teddy. Teddy, how you doing?
Yeah, Comb-Over, you were on the air today talking about Phil Hendry going off of the radio station, but I still hear him, and he's going to go over to Extra Sports. What is it again?
Extra Sports, AM 570 on February 21st. Oh, my God, I'm doing a promo for him. Oh, well, that's basically my show when I rip on another host.
Yeah, doesn't that make you a little stupid for just promoting his show endlessly through 4 hours?
Absolutely. All right, let's go to Terry. Hi, Terry.
Hi, Comb-over. Oh, God, you're cute. I saw you at one of your remotes. You were standing there with Perfect 10 models with a big fat gut, a cell phone on your belt like you're a plumber, shades that look all wrong for you, a half smile on your face like you don't like being touched by girls with 40 double Ds, and it was neat.
Well, thanks a lot. Those chicks were hot. All right, let's go to another call. How you doing?
Hey, Comb-over, how come you're always with these models, but the women you actually wind up marrying are frightening?
It's a good question.
You're always hanging around with these, like, models, but when you wind up marrying a chick, she's, oh, Jesus.
Well, you know, it's part of the image. You got to admit one thing, I marry him, but I divorce him. But Henry right now, he's separated, so he'll know what it's all about. I love it. The more he's like, the more I can't.
Cue the music.
Jesus, what are you doing? Are you crying? Comb over.
Shut up.
Why are you crying?
I'm the announcer. I'm going to have to fill the next 4 hours and 45 minutes with this stupid music and my cheap bravado. Comb over boy. Shut up.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I don't want to bore my audience too much with these details. They're really just Los Angeles details, but I just want to get some things out of the way. We are on our local Los Angeles affiliate, KFI, until the 21st, and then we are very happily and proudly segueing to a radio station that is going to be, I think, very exciting. Extra Sports AM 570, Los Angeles Lakers basketball, Jim Rome, Phil Hendry. Are you kidding? And then I can do my Romy impressions, and it'll all be in the same family. Right? The audience will actually know what the hell it is I'm talking about. Right? We continually score in the top, you know, two or three in terms of men in this audience, men listening to a radio show. So it's a logical move for us to go to a sports station. And you want to know something? My whole life I've secretly wanted to work on a sports station. I just didn't want to talk about sports all the time. If you think about it, the ideal sports station doesn't talk sports all the time. It talks about stuff guys like to talk about.
What's that?
Well, think about it. Why don't you go get me one of them Starbucks, Dickman, okay? Get out of here. Go get me one of them Starbucks, will you?
I thought you didn't like Starbucks.
I don't like Starbucks.
So you hate it?
I do. I hate Starbucks.
Well, why do you drink it?
Because, Dickman, they put something in the coffee that makes people keep going back there. Everybody hates Starbucks. You won't find anyone that likes Starbucks. We all hate the very day it was founded, and yet we go there. Why? Because they put something in the coffee.
You're kidding me.
No, they put some kind of addictive crap in it that makes you want to come back. You see, Bud, it's bigger than you and I. It's a big corporate thing, man. We're just pawns. Pawns in the game.
Well.
Now go get me a Starbucks, will you? All right, here's our flashback request. Phil, I have a request for a bit you played a month or so ago. Oh, just to finish up the thought on moving over to Extra Sports AM 570. So that's it in a nutshell. And I find it amazing the conversation today, especially on Comb Over Boy's show, because that guy does an afternoon show. Why do you think that guy's so obsessed with a nighttime show? You'd think that guy would be ripping on somebody doing afternoons, right? He ain't. You know what, Comb Over? You never got anything right in your life. You had John and Ken retiring. They came back. Then they put you in the ground. They turned you what we used to call butt up. Now you're ripping on me. Everybody I met at the HBO Comedy Festival, one that I get actually paid to perform at, and the one that you would do a remote from your hotel room, yeah, that one. I'm talking to George Slater. He says, you hate my guts. Why? Could it possibly be because our show's better than yours? All right, anyway, let's do our request. Hi, Phil. I have a request for a bit that you played a month or so ago. I believe it was with Herb Sewell, the guy with the nervous laughter. He was getting out of jail after serving a sentence for killing his wife by kicking her out of the car on the freeway. I almost lost it at the end when he kicks his friend out of the car, then kicks himself out of the car. Thanks, Chris Carey, Palm Springs. Here it is, Herb Sewell, when he booted his wife and then himself out of the car.
I cannot believe that this man is out of prison, number one. What is wrong with our penal system that a man can murder...
I did every day of the time that was assigned to me by the court.
Excuse me, sir. Something is wrong with our courts. Excuse me for using sir so loosely. What is wrong with our courts that they would only give you 6 years for murdering...
I didn't murder
this woman
her. It was an
out-of-body...
Out-of-body experience. No, you've
excuse
heard...
me, sir, but something is also wrong with the psychologist and with the parole board at Avenal State Prison, and they will get a letter from me that they have allowed you to be on the street.
What is your qualification?
My qualification is that I am a mother who has a husband and three sons that are loving fathers.
Well,
and trust me, they wouldn't murder their children's mothers.
Well, if they blathered on, they must be very lucky.
Me, you know what? I blather on like the best of them, thank God, because it's men like you that need to be put in their place.
Well, wait a minute. What's your deal? First of all, I did the time. I paid for the crime by doing that. Number two.
You know what? You
I
did not
saw
pay
myself.
The time.
I was
traumatized. Because it's a life for a life. Read the frickin' Bible. You preach
about being
a Christian.
Everybody's quoted the Bible. People
what happened to an eye for an eye?
That's not Christian. That's the Old Testament.
You
that's
know
not
what?
The New Testament.
You know what?
Now, the
sir,
lady that called from
your
Atlanta...
Children, your Christian. Children should never speak to you again. And how you can do a film documentary on being a father... This is the biggest joke I've ever heard.
Like
why would anybody pay money to allow you to do a film documentary? I'm sure it had to be self-financed because nobody would be in with you on this.
I want to ask you a question
here.
Herb, I want to ask you a question. How has your daughter responded to the court, you wanting to compel the court to have you walk her down the aisle?
We're expecting a response from her attorney, but I certainly have the right to walk my daughter down the aisle when she's marrying a prominent member of the film industry. Now, this happens to be what I do for a living. You know, are you telling me?
Well, how self-serving can you be to want to walk your daughter down the aisle, a daughter that you traumatized by pushing her mother out of the car, and then...
Let me ask Stephanie. Stephanie, being a mother, don't you think that I have the right to make a speech at my daughter's wedding?
No, I do not. And if that daughter doesn't have a restraining order to keep you 500 miles from her wedding, something's wrong with her.
Well, ma'am,
because
let me just say...
you are a dangerous man, sir. You are still a dangerous man because you have not owned this at all.
No, I'm not dangerous.
You
I saw myself doing
man.
It.
You are a sick, dangerous man.
Well, I wouldn't drive on the grapevine with your husband and family if I were you, with
I'll
your
tell
mouth
you
going
what.
Like that.
I'll tell you what. I don't want to drive on any freeway near you because you are a very dangerous man, and the parole board at Avenal State Prison will hear from me.
Well, you can rest assured that 3 years in isolation, I will never push
a
woman
out
of a car.
You still ought to be in isolation because you're a kook.
You know, Stephanie, let me just say it's a good thing I didn't marry you.
I don't even believe this radio station, nor I am giving you time, but I have never been so angry in my life.
Mr. Sewell, what you're not getting is that it doesn't matter if you apologize to your children. It doesn't matter if it was an out-of-body experience. They witnessed their mother getting pushed from a car.
And you know, when she was getting shoved from that car, she was still talking. I can still see her falling backwards onto the freeway and her mouth still moving on about some house she saw in La Cañada. Can you imagine that? So I...
Wait a second. Are you listening to what we're saying, though, sir?
I understand what you're saying. I told you that I am trying to make amends. Kimberly won't let me make a speech at her wedding, and I do want to show a copy of my film to her new husband. Why can't I do this? I don't understand. Stephanie, I was nude in isolation. Nude.
You know what?
I had
sir,
no clothes
and you
on.
You should still be stripped nude and still be in isolation, and thank God for the grandmother of your children that have raised them to understand
Amen.
That you are a sick man.
Amen.
Oh,
thank
the creature.
God to the grandmother of your children.
I praise that woman
for helping them to see the truth about their father.
Ah, now you're speaking of the creature. So you've never met the creature.
You are a creature, sir. You are a creature.
This is a woman that's raising your children.
Raising my children to hate their father, who in a moment's weakness kicked their mother out of a car.
At 90 miles an hour on the grapevine.
Whatever.
That cat's great. Herb Sewell is... What am I talking about? He's me, bud.
I know, it's...
Anyway, 1-800-449-8686. So there's our flashback request for the day. Herb Sewell, the psycho. Dude is psycho, isn't he? Last week we had him up there at Atascadero at the forensic hospital where he met Walter Bellhaven. Why is it that serial murderers, and of course it's been discussed, why do they all have cool-sounding names? Walter Lee Lucas. Mark David Chapman. All these guys that have gone into orphanages and fast food restaurants and just showered the place with bullets, they all got great names. James McCafferty. Or maybe it's because for some reason the newspaper feels the need to formalize their name. Maybe they just call them by their last name. Why don't you just call them Scumbag? All right, did you see the Super Bowl yesterday? Of course you did. You watched it. It doesn't even matter if you didn't want to watch it. You watched it. You were someplace where it was on. And every year we have the Super Bowl. Every year it becomes a focus of the culture. And every year we have a reaction to it that's negative. Some people don't want to see it. And they have their anti-Super Bowl parties. It just so happens that the Super Bowl has become the biggest sporting event in the history of this country. Why? Because football is a far more interesting game than either hockey, basketball, or baseball. The World Series sucks. The NBA Finals, okay, if the teams are good. Most of the time, though, it's pretty dull. The National Hockey League, who cares? Soccer, I'd rather slit my throat. I'd rather have a five-year-old slit my throat from ear to ear or strangle me with a garden hose. What other sports do we have? Billiards? You know, all of that stuff. Then comes the Super Bowl. Big, colorful, gladiatorial, everything. So it was a good ball game. Now, here's what happened at the half. I'm watching the game, and my friend David's there, and he says, because we're over at a guy's house, and there's a whole bunch of people there, and this guy, friend of ours, he's an artist, lives around the corner. David Schwartz, great guy. In fact, he painted something. If you go over to the Universal City Walk, the Tutu, is it called Tutu Tango Cafe? You know that one? There's a painting in there based upon me. It's called American Talk Show Host, which he did, which was going to be a gift for me. And when he couldn't contact me because I wasn't answering my phone or something, he just went ahead and put it in that cafe, and now he's selling it for $5,000. All right, David, thanks a lot. Yeah. Bull crap, you were going to give it to me. You were going to sell it to me. Guy says, it's your birthday present, man. I painted it for you. Thank you. But instead, I'm hanging it in a cafe, and it's on sale for $5,000. Anyway, he comes in. He says, now the game at that point, what was the score at the half? Was it 10-7. Something like that. He says, he's on the line with someone who, shall we say, knows these things. I said, so what's the point spread at the half? He said, 4.5 points. What do you think? Because he's a New England Patriot fan. I said, I'd go ahead and give it. Because, now do you understand about point spreads, bud?
No.
All right. Let's say you want the New England Patriots to win.
All right.
And so let's say I want the Philadelphia Eagles to win.
All right.
So you'll bet on the Patriots and you'll let me have 4.5 points.
Of what?
What do you mean, of what?
What is that?
4.5 points in the score. So if the score winds up 25-21, and I get to add 4.5 points to my score, what does that make my score?
4.5, or 29.5.
I don't, no, if I'm the Eagles and I get 21, what's 21 plus 4.5?
25.5.
Right, so who would win?
The Patriots.
No, if the score is 25-21.
Yeah.
And I get 4.5 points.
Oh, you would.
Right. Anyway, so Schwartz says to me, should I give the 4.5? I said, yeah, I don't think the Eagles are playing well. McNabb looks like garbage. He's not, you know, he looks scared back there. I think the Patriots are going to take this game over in the second half, which it looked like they were gonna. As a matter of fact, I left early when they went up by 10. I opened up the paper this morning. 24-21. Sorry about that, Schwartz. But that makes up for that painting you're hanging over there, man. Oh, I felt so bad. As I left the house, I wanted to go back over to his house and say, hey, you always listen to your buddy, huh? Did I tell you to take the 4.5 point? There you go, man. You're doing all right. This morning he got hosed. And there he was all serious on the phone. I don't know whether I should do it or not. I'm going to do it. I'm going to go ahead and give the 4.5. I sure as hell hope you didn't have any really serious cabbage. On that cabbage is a reference to money, bud.
I know.
On that game. All right. Our website, which we've had a lot of input on, has been newly redesigned. We are still retooling it. We thank you very much for your patience. It is www.philhenryshow.com. We think it's got a great new look to it. We're trying to make everything right, but we wanted to get it up and running. And if I had one email on the fact that you misspelled souvenir, Doug, I had a million of them. So you misspelled souvenir, dude. You might want to spell check that. My staff, I love everybody here, but they can't spell. Honest to God. Syracuse. S-E-R-C-A. World famous Phil Henry Show. Be right back.
Phil Henry. 1-800-449-8686. -800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Charlie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, sir. I'd like to speak with Mr. Henry, please.
I'm right here. This is Mr. Henry.
Are you the gentleman who's on the radio right now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm calling to respond. Mother, can you turn that down? I'm calling to respond to the fact that I am not very appreciative of your program, sir. And I am very, very upset with KKI for having you on the air.
It's KFI in Los Angeles. Look, I got a national show. I can't keep talking about one affiliate. Do you understand? And
well, I don't like your program, and we want to hear talk intelligence, intelligent talk programming.
Well, guess what? I'm not going to be on KFI. I'm moving over to AM 570, the extra sports station in Los Angeles.
Okay, that's why I was calling, because I heard you were moving over there. Now, here is my point. I am resentful of the fact that you will be on another station, and I will not have the freedom to call and complain about your program. Now, I'd like to speak with someone.
What does that mean, anyway? I don't understand what that means. You won't be able to...
Just try and follow me, Mr. Henry. You know, because you're so smug on the air.
I'm trying, I'm following you. I'm leaving the state. I'm going to go to a sports station. So now you'll be able to hear, what is it that you want?
You're very sarcastic, aren't you, sir?
No, I want to, what did you say that you want?
I want to hear intelligent programming talk radio programming, I mean.
Well, whatever it is that you want to hear, now you'll probably get what it is that you want, because I'll be gone, and...
Well, why are you leaving? I don't understand.
Because I'm going to go to a sports station, which makes a little bit more sense for my show. It's going to be a great station.
Well, and then I won't be able to hear it?
Not unless you listen to AM 570 Extra Sports.
Well, I... Okay, see, that's... I'm complaining about that.
You're complaining about what, man? Because...
Don't yell at me.
And hold on for a minute. Our program... David?
Yeah?
Do you hear this guy?
I totally hear him.
Well,
well, why are you arguing? Sir?
Yes, sir. Who am I speaking with?
This is David G. Hall. I'm the Vice President of Syndication. Mr. Henry is unfortunately going to be going to Extra Sports AM 570 in the Los Angeles market. I apologize that he won't be on KFI for you to listen to and get angry about and complain about.
Well, that's why I'm calling. Why can't he stay on KFI so I can continue to complain?
I apologize. I will try to keep him then on KFI so you can call up and complain.
Why would you want to do that?
You know what? Both of you guys can blow it out your rear portions. Mark Mays, please.
What?
Mr. Mays is in San Antonio.
I want to talk with Mark Mays.
You deal with it, Phil.
He's not here.
Mark Mays, please. Larry Mays, please.
He's not here either.
George Bush, please.
Get off it.
KTK, please.
Yeah. Extra Sports AM 570, baby. That's where we're going. And we're here on KKI. We're here on KFI in Los Angeles until the 21st. Now, we have 105 other affiliates, and I beg your indulgence. I'm sorry, but it's been kind of a little bit of a buzz today, and I need to straighten, because as usual, nothing gets, you know, there's all this confusion until I hit the air and straighten it out. I mean, people will hear things, but they don't believe it until you say it. And hearing is believing, I hope, unless you're just one of those retards that, well, a lot of them email us, and they just don't get anything. Here's an interesting email, speaking of that. I'm a black dude listening to your show in Iceland. Okay, now moving along. No, that's all I needed to read. No, seriously, this is from Martin. He says, I'm a black dude listening to your show in Iceland. I think that's a first. You're right, dude. I have played your show to the locals, and they love it. I have a backstage pass. I don't know if you can tell. Now, I figured it, when he said that, Iceland. Yeah, okay. Anywho, just wanted to let you know how much your show calms my racing mind. I'm 31. I'm engaged to a Hungarian woman whose family hates me. The bit on Thanksgiving that you did, being for white folks, was hysterical. You nailed it. It's just like that, but not funny. Her father said, I'm going to burn my house down if you come to her brother's wedding. This is what this white Hungarian chick's father said to this guy, this listener of ours. If it wasn't so tragically sad, it's hysterical. Can you imagine? I listened to you in Brooklyn, and me and my girl have been fighting. Oh boy, just bickering and quarreling. Remember how you were talking about keeping peace in the house and being the kind of man that sticks around? I understand that you and your wife seem to be trying to keep everything cool. I wish you the best with that woman. I told my girl about that you said dads should stick around, and it made her cry. So I came up here to Iceland for a few days to try to just keep it cool, keep it all together, clear my mind. Martin, in reading your email, it seems to me that you are hopelessly confused, brother. You made her cry, then you left for Iceland. Now, I got to tell you told her, fathers stick around. And she cried because she noticed the sensitivity in that, and then you immediately booked a plane flight to Reykjavik? You know, men stay. That's right, honey. Now, if you don't mind, I have a first-class ticket to a spa in Iceland. He says, it ain't no Ventura County line, but it's sort of my equivalent. The struggle to be a man continues. Keep it real. Well, please don't. Actually, your calming tales are too appreciated. Converting the Vikings in Iceland, your pal Martin Henson. Then he goes on to request, the best bit is the one where Margaret's dancing, bending down at the waist, and flirting with her friend's husband. Well, that was interesting. And when he said, I'm a black guy in Iceland, I'm going to have to assume that there aren't too many black dudes in Iceland. Now, the whole thing about black folks and cold weather, first of all, it was a great place to go if you were black. Way, way north. Well, I don't understand it. Black people can't take the cool. Yeah, have you ever heard of the Minnesota Vikings? They can't take the cold. Not only that, but didn't they have a bobsled team in Jamaica? Now, I got something here, and I don't want to bore you, but you know what? I think I will. Screw it. I love this, and I'm going to read this, and I don't give a crap if people don't want me to read it. But I got this email today. And here's how it goes. A very humorous and revealing story is told about a group of white people who were fed up with African Americans. So they join together and wish themselves away, and they pass through a deep, dark tunnel, and they emerge in a sort of twilight zone where there's an America without black people. At first, these white people breathe a sigh of relief. At last, they say, no more crime, drugs, violence, and welfare. All of the blacks are gone. Then suddenly, reality sets in. The new America is not America at all. It's a barren land. You see, there are very few crops that have flourished because the nation was built on a slave-supported agri-system. There are no cities with tall skyscrapers because Alexander Mills, an African-American, invented the elevator, and without it, one finds great difficulty reaching high floors. There are few, if any, cars because Richard Spikes, also a black man, invented the automatic gear shift. Joseph Gamow, also black, invented the supercharged system for internal combustion engines, and Garrett Morgan invented the traffic signal. Furthermore, one could not use the rapid transit system because its precursor was the electric trolley, which was invented by another black man, Albert R. Robinson. Now, even if there were streets on which cars and a rapid transit system could operate, they were cluttered with paper because an African-American, Charles Brooks, invented the street sweeper. There were few, if any, newspapers, magazines, and books because John Love invented the pencil sharpener, William Purvis invented the fountain pen, Lee Burridge invented the typewriting machine, and A. Lovett invented the advanced printing press. They were all, you guessed it, black. Even if Americans could write their letters, articles, and books, they would not have been transported by mail because William Barry invented the postmarking and canceling machine. William Purvis invented the hand stamp, and Philip Downing invented the letter drop.
What color was he?
Who?
Philip Downing.
He's black.
Well, you didn't say him.
Well, they're all black. Will you quit butting in? The lawns were brown and wilted because... What color is he? The lawns were brown and wilted because Joseph Smith invented the lawn sprinkler and John Burr the lawn mower. When they entered their homes, they found them to be poorly ventilated and poorly heated because Frederick Jones invented the air conditioner and Alice Parker the heating furnace. Their homes were dim, but of course, stupid Louis Latimer, the black man, invented the electric lamp. Michael Harvey invented the lantern, and Granville T. Woods invented the automatic cutoff switch. Their homes were also filthy because Thomas W. Stewart invented the mop and Lloyd P. Ray the dustpan.
Oh, bullcrap.
What do you mean, bullcrap, bud?
What do you mean, invented the dustpan? That's just a small percentage of blacks that invented things. Whites did more.
Won't you ever just listen to what I'm saying and open up your mind and your heart, Dickman?
What do you mean he invented the dustpan?
The cat came up with an idea you could sweep crap into a pan.
There probably some guy did it before that with a piece of cardboard.
Well, this guy patented the idea. So how stupid do you think the other guy was with the cardboard? I'm telling you, Dickman, as long as you got these attitudes about black folks, and you're Jewish, you're never going to amount to a hill of crap in this world. Now then, their children...
Got a break.
Forget it.
Oh, you're going to get all mad?
I wanted to read the rest of this.
Well, you got a break.
We'll be right back on the Phil Hendry... What are you doing with that?
I'm throwing it away. It's no good.
Be right back on the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Yeah, so anyway, it's AM, it's Extra Sports AM 570, and it's on the 21st. And until then, we're here on KFI in Los Angeles, and we're on great stations like WFLA in Tampa, and we're on all over the place, man. All kinds of stations.
Think of another one.
What do you mean, think of another one? We're on, what's the station we're on in Portland? Portland, Maine. WZAN, right?
What about Portland, Oregon?
We're on a bunch of stations, man. I could name them all. I just don't have them at the top of my list, top of my tongue right now.
Bull crap, you don't know another one.
The hell I don't. We're on that one. We're on GST in Atlanta. And we're on in...
We're on in Detroit.
Well, we were on, and then they took us off. Now we're back on, right?
You don't know nothing. No wonder people hate you.
Thanks, bud. You're such a... Oh, you dirty... Here is... hi, Lloyd. How you doing?
Bill, how are you? We're doing very well. We want you to know we get a hell of a bang out of your program, and we wanted to find out from... Here, you do it. Viola's here, Phil.
So what station are you going to? We heard that you're going to...
Look, I don't want to do a whole thing on it. What are you guys, in an airplane?
What?
Are you in an airplane?
I can't hear.
Hi, Phil. Hello, Levelier. What can I do for you?
What? You called me.
What do you need?
Well, what did you... Are you in an airplane?
I'm not an airplane, no. I'm flying an airplane.
You're flying in an airplane, okay.
Hold on, what? Yeah, Barstow, we're about 20 miles out, right? All right.
Phil, what's the station?
Extra Sports AM 570. I gotta move on here, okay?
Extra Sports. Let me write it then.
Look, I gotta go, okay?
Phil, how level here? What station is it?
Extra Sports.
Can't hear it.
Phil, what is the...
Extra Sports AM 570.
Extra Sports AM 570.
All right, Phil, how level here? What's the name of it again?
It's Extra Sports AM 570.
All right, let me write that down. Extra Sports AM 570.
Is he... Bud?
Adeline's dead.
Don't worry, they'll resurrect themselves somehow. They'll be back. next week with a new plane. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Now let's talk a little bit about GoDaddy.com. First of all, there's no one that I've talked to that knows what this website is about. Not a one. They all remember the commercial. I remember it. I thought it was fantastic. As a matter of fact, let me just clear something up. The Super Bowl commercials were great. Because what do I read today? They hit an all-time low. First of all, the GoDaddy.com commercial doesn't even show any breast. It shows a chick trying to keep her top on. So if you got a dirty mind, what's dirty about that? She's just trying to keep her top on, and she's giving a statement to Congress, and her, you know, her top's fallen off, and it's just a wonderful thing. Very family-oriented. Well, actually, the point is, I was there watching it with like five other guys. You want to know where all the women were? In the living room watching a movie. I'm talking about guys all ages. We just went in because my friend's got a high-definition TV. Have you seen this, by the way, the HD TV? Have you seen what the picture? You will never again. As a matter of fact, Terry Bradshaw had a good line. He said, for those of you watching on high-definition television, I'm Terry Bradshaw. For those of you watching on regular TV, I'm Brad Pitt. And speaking of Brad Pitt, that Heineken ad was that was a great ad, too. Did you see the Heineken commercial? That thing kicked ass. How much do you think they paid Brad Pitt for that? But they can. They're Heineken. It's $7 a six-pack. Thank you. It's a great beer. And I don't think Heineken... I can't remember the last time Heineken did big mass commercials. Can you? I know the tagline, America's number one imported beer. But I don't... Because the beer that I drink, and I've always liked Heineken. But the fact that they were able to pull Brad Pitt in for a spot, and they're spoofing his whole image, I thought it was a great commercial. GoDaddy was a great commercial. The only problem with that commercial, you guys, at GoDaddy.com, there isn't a human being on the earth today that knows anything about your stupid website. And it probably is stupid. It probably is ridiculously, like, dull. But your commercial kicked ass. And then the other one was that some guys are smooth and some guys are rich. So it shows the one guy who's rich, but he ain't smooth, and he's doing the whole Chris Norton dance for the chick in a big pat. Oh my God. And then the dude who is smooth but not rich, he's like sitting on a couch with this chick in the middle of like a Home Depot where the guy comes up and says, where's your name tag and why aren't you working? That was cool. Game was good. It was all good.
Go do it, Phil.
All right, 1-800, thanks, bud. 1-800-449-8686. How come I keep looking up and seeing this ugly freak Ward Churchill? Why isn't he sucking through a straw yet? Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.